Hey sis, have you ever felt like you're juggling all the things from the unspoken chores at home to the mental checklists that never stop running, and yet no one sees the weight that you carry? Well, that is invisible labor. In this episode, we are going to talk about how, silently carrying it all and how it chips away at your joy, your peace, and even your sense of self. But there's hope. Awareness is the first step of reclaiming your identity. So let's talk about the hidden cost, the way it impacts your spirit, and how you can turn it around for the better good for you and everyone you support. Let's go. Hey sis, are you ready to gain tools and skills that will result in you fully living in and up to your God-given potential and purpose? Is it time for you to reclaim your identity, achieve time management hacks, and finally master greater self-discipline? Well, if that sounds like you, you are in the right place. Let's go. Look, I know we are all busy and we find it difficult to lean on others to help us, but I have an amazing Facebook community of women who show up for one another to encourage, inspire, and help each other to grow. We share tips, skills, and advice from our own personal experiences, plus so much more. So come join us at Jada Hartfield, Life and Success Coach. Can't wait to see you there. And also, I have recently created a journal called Reclaiming Your Identity that I truly believe will be instrumental to you on your journey. The link is in the notes. Go grab yours now. Hey, 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 and welcome back to a brand new episode of Unblocking Your Purpose. I am your girl, Jada, your host, your sister, your friend, all those things, right? And I am just so excited to be here for another week to just share some of my thoughts and some of the things I've gone through that if I was a betting woman, would bet that you have experienced or you could possibly be experiencing even now. So I do this because I love being here and sharing. I do this so that you don't feel like you're alone in dealing with these things, because you're not. And so hopefully to just give you some encouragement, some motivation, just so that you know that you're seen. And yes, if you talk about it, you will be heard, right? Come join the community. Talk to me, talk to someone, just don't feel like you're doing it all alone, which is a perfect segue into this week's brand new episode, in which we are talking about invisible labor and how when we are trying to carry it quietly, it steals our joy, it steals our peace. It just has us where we are not showing up in our best, in our greatest, and really honestly in the way that God has intended for us to show up. So I wanted to kind of touch on this because, as you know, me with my three babies, I am often the one that is remembering everything. I just thought about this. My son was like, oh, I want to wear these sweatpants and I want the shirt to go with it. And I said, all right, it's in the car. And I'm like, okay, I'm standing in the door. And he's like, he's about to climb in the car. I'm like, don't even climb in the car. It's right there on the floor. Cause I remembered it from like the day before. And it's just all of these little things that I guess by the grace of God, we're able to remember all of this, but also it's like, it weighs us down because we are the ones that are having to remember everything and stay on top of everything. And we do it in such a way that seems easy to those that don't have to do it, right? But if you're like me, and I'm sure you are, it is not. And so I wanted to talk about that a little bit in this episode and in the next couple of episodes. So with this, let's start with a Bible verse. So this one comes from Psalms 55:22, and it says, cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. So if you are in him and he is in you, regardless of all the things that we are having to deal with, he has us and he's not going to let us go. And I think a lot of times when we feel like maybe he's taking his hand off or things aren't going the way we need them to go, it's probably because we are not checking in and leaning on him, right? And nobody's fault. We get busy. We think we have it all. It happens, but know that you don't have to. So in those moments, remember to check in with him. So I'm sure you've been here, right? We've all been here and it seems like no one gets it. I mean, I don't know. I've had moments where I'm like, who takes care of mommy, or to my husband, like, who takes care of me? Are y'all checking in with me of what I need, right? And so I've had to learn also that while yes, I would love to have that happen, I don't want them to feel like they have to do it, right? It shouldn't be a tit for tat. And I've been caught up in that. again, you don't have to raise your hand. I'll raise mine. But I've had moments where I'm like, I do this and this and this and this, and you don't do anything for me. And I'm like, and then I try to correct it. I'm not saying you have to do this because I do this, right? So we sometimes get caught up in this. I'm doing all of these things. No one is seeing me. And it can come across like, because I did this, you owe me something. And I know that that is not how any of us intend for that to go. We don't want it to be that way. We don't want them to feel like they owe us something, because that is one of my biggest pet peeves. Feeling like if I allow someone to help me, I am then indebted to them and I'm going to owe them something. And I don't want my children to feel that way. I don't want my husband to feel that way. I don't want any of my friends. Like, me doing something because I see there's a need or I just want to help should be because I want to do that, right? But as mamas, as wives, as all of these things, when we're always giving and giving and giving and pouring, and then it feels like no one respects it, no one is grateful, they're not. It just seems like, hey, y'all could at least say thank you, right? So trying to find that balance of, I'm doing this because I love you, but don't take this for granted what I'm doing for you, right? So we end up having to remember all the appointments and remember all the practices, remembering all the school stuff, right? There's all these things that we have to remember. And then it's like, if you're like me, you're still working out in the world, right? So your job is expecting certain things, which makes sense, right? They have expectations. But then you come home and then you may have a spouse that's like, what about the house, right? So my husband and I, we kind of had this thing where it's like, he's like, well, I'm not having you cut the grass. Okay, thanks, because I don't like to be outside like that. So it kind of felt like he's taking care of the outside, so I have to take care of the inside. But then I'm like, we all up in here living. We all up in here eating. We all up in here using these bathrooms. We're like, it should not be all on me all of the time, right? Yes. This is my home. I want it to be nice. I want us to make sure we have all the things we need. So we have had to learn how to balance that. Like, he loves to go do the shopping, and thank God for that, because 9 times out of 10, I'm gonna have them children. And you know how it is trying to go to the store with your child or your children. Like, there's all these gimmicks that they try to put at the cash register, right? So trying to do all of those things for me is difficult. Maybe you like it, good. Whatever works for you works. But for us, he goes and does that. But then it's like, it comes home and then I'm putting it up because I want it to look a certain way. And I love doing that. But at times, because I know how I want it, I'll put it off, right? That's a side story. But the point is, I am trying to take care of my husband. I am trying to take care of my children. I am trying to make sure I'm meeting expectations of my employer. In the midst of that, I'm trying to make sure I don't lose who I am in the process. You know, my dreams that I have and the goals that I have and the purposes that God has poured into me, like showing up and doing these podcasts and doing my journal so I give people, you know, a way to express themselves. Those are things that are important to me, but doing all of the labor and doing all of the work and doing this, trying to fit it all in, trying not to, you know, deposit everything I have and being empty can take its toll. So yes, we're doing all of these things. It can feel like no one notices. And I just want you to know, if you stop doing them, that's when they would notice, right? You stop doing the things that they're so used to, or you're not keeping up with schedules or reminding people of things, that's when they will notice. So I'm not saying to not do it, but just know that you're not alone on this journey. So it's hard, it's tough, but we can do it. So what is invisible labor? That can look like, you know, the mental loads. You know, I've had moments or days where I wake up and I can't go back to sleep because I'm thinking of all the things I have to do for the day, right? And it's like, I don't write it down. I'm like, I'm gonna remember that later. But the mental load of appointments and practices and dinners, you know, or birthday party, like all of those things, that mental load that majority of us have to keep. That's part of invisible labor. Emotional caretaking, you know, trying to regulate our emotions so that we're not spewing negativity out on everybody, but trying to also manage the emotions of, you know, the people that we love. And not only with my kids, which, 3 kids, 3 different personalities, but they have a common thread of like, we want to cry. And I guess that's how kids try to get their way, right? So trying to regulate their emotions, through my actions, but then when I am in this flesh and having a moment and something happens, and then trying to correct that and then show them the way, right? So us trying to regulate everyone's emotions, even with my husband, like we've had moments where he's like, I don't feel like I'm a priority for you. And then I had to take a look in the mirror and I'm like, okay, let me look at what's going on. Am I making sure to meet that need and make sure I give him what he needs, even in the midst of everything going on? So yes, the emotional caretaking of, and probably people at work, but we won't get into that, right? That's part of invisible labor. Logistical planning, you know, again, going back to not only all the appointments, but how do we get everyone where they need to be, when they need to be there, and what they need to be in, if it's like a practice or, you know, something that they're doing. And even for ourselves, like logistically, how do I get to the doctor? How do I fit in all of my appointments? Speaking of, I need to remember to schedule my annual, just make sure everything is good. So logistical planning, which heavily falls on us as the moms, as the wives, as the, you know, the primary caretakers. And then if you have elderly parents, you know, you have to factor that in right now, right? So logistically, how are we taking care of everything? And then when we don't, when we can't do it, setting that up so someone is still, so we don't have any balls that are dropping, right? I get it. That is part of it. So these are just a few examples of what constitutes as, you know, invisible labor. And a lot of us have to deal with it. But I just hope that you are able to find routines, find systems, find your village. Those are ways that you can help to mitigate so it's not all on you. I actually got a version of the, is it the Skylight calendar? Not a plug for them. But just using that as an example. So now we have that set up in our living room so that we can see everybody's events, what's going on. It comes to my phone. I still got to get it on my husband's phone, right? So that is an example of maybe something you can use. And it also has things like for the kids so they can like do their chores, blah, blah, blah. But that has become essential for helping us to see everything. So I'm not having to repeat myself for the 10th time of this is what you have to do, which, you know how we are. We still have to give reminders. But it is in a place where my husband and I can go and look at it. Another thing that I have to do is set up for someone to pick up, you know, kids and help get them transported somewhere while I'm like getting off work, and then I can meet up with them. So whether that's my husband, whether it's another young lady that we use to help us to get kids where they need to be. But these are still, even though it's the invisible labor of the logistics and the planning, I still have other mechanisms to help me make sure it gets executed. Does that make sense? Hopefully that makes sense. So I'm just trying to give a couple of examples of ways that you could possibly, you know, manage all of this. Also make time for yourself. There are just times where, like, when you're logistically doing everything, plug yourself in. Okay. You deserve it. You deserve a mom's night out, and you deserve time by yourself. You have to make sure, and it goes back to pouring into yourself, right? It goes back into taking care and filling your cup so that you can continue to do those things. So yes, we're doing these things for everyone else, all that invisible labor, but make sure some of that is on you too and for you. Make that time, take that time. So for me, that looks like, you know what? My good friend, she's able to, and she loves to spend time with my babies. I talk about her a lot in these episodes because it's so instrumental. She's so instrumental in making sure that I can take care of other things, right? So find those people that can help you to offset time for yourself or to help get all those things done. All right. So those are a few examples of that. So let's go into what are hidden costs if you're not managing all of this invisible labor. If you are not finding ways to make sure you're not the one being burnt out and being burnt on both ends of the candle, right? It can lead to stress. I mean, and stress, of course, can lead to headaches. It can lead to stomach issues, like all of those physical ailments. It can lead to weight loss, which I know a lot of us are always like, I need to lose weight, but is that the way we want to do it? Probably not. It can lead to, you know, the stress can lead to not sleeping well. So all of those things that can negatively impact you physically, which can also affect your mental, you know, headspace. And that can lead to resentment. So now we're upset. Like, we've gotten these things that we prayed for. We have the husband, we have the house, we have the children, we have the dog, we have all of these things. But now because it's all on us and no one appreciates it, or it seems like no one appreciates it, now we're resentful. And that is another side effect and a hidden cost of not managing this, you know, invisible labor. So resentment, it can lead to burnout, which I just talked about. We are trying to manage everybody and everything, and we can burn out, and no one benefits from that, right? So sometimes hidden costs can also go to our identity, our self-worth, like who are we, right? So if we sit up here and think like, okay, because I have someone helping me, or I have someone help clean my house, or I have whatever it is, then we start looking at ourselves, right? Like, is our service, you know, are now are we worthy, or are we being productive? And I want to let you know that yes, you are, because you're still managing that. So don't let that negatively, you know, impact how you move forward. Your identity does not have to be tied into being the one that does everything. Your identity can be that Proverbs 31 where you are managing and making sure it's done. All right. And that is what I want for you and for me. Relationships. You know, another hidden cost is, how is it affecting your relationship with your husband, with your friends, with your family, with your babies, right? If we are allowing all of this stuff to build up and we're feeling like no one is seeing it and no one is grateful, it can start impacting, you know, the resentment and start impacting the relationships that we have. And we don't need that. We don't want that. So we have to manage it. So those are some of the hidden costs that can impact us if we're not careful. So here are a few tools that you can take away from this episode. You want to name it and claim it. Write it down. I am so big. I mean, I have journals for days. I'm now creating my own journals, which yes, I do use my own journal. I'm always writing something down because I always feel like getting it out of my head, just that physical writing. Now, if you don't like that, I've talked about it in other episodes. Put it in a note on your phone or type it, whatever, but name it and claim it. What is it that is causing you extra stress? What is it that you, if you are able to verbalize it to your loved ones or for people who can support you, that if you let it be known, that someone can fill that gap and help you to overcome that and still get it met and then help you to heal from that. So name it, claim it, write it, type it, and then talk about it, discuss it. Let that out. We also want to delegate and share, right? So it kind of ties into that. Who can help you? Who can you trust enough to say, hey, I need this done. Give it to them. And if you need to be specific, you know, I'm type A, be specific. I need it done like this, you know, and send me pictures. Let me know. Right? That's how I manage it, right? So delegate and share this responsibility, even in like the home, like my kids, I'm like, and ain't nobody picking up after you all the time, right? Trying to teach them and to help manage everything. It doesn't have to all fall on me. It doesn't have to all fall on you. So delegate that. Learn to say no. You've heard me say this. No is a sentence and no is a word. And you have to be okay with saying no. You don't have to take everything on all the time. That is not on you. And so it leads back to resentment. It leads back to stress when we're saying yes to everything. Right? If there's something you don't want to do, sis, you don't need my permission, but here it is. Say no and be okay with that. And 9 times out of 10, probably 10 times out of 10, it's going to be just fine. Okay? So learn to say no. And as I've already mentioned, use tools, use journals, use planners, use weekly family meetings is something that I came across and I'm going to start implementing. Sit down, get everybody involved so everyone can, you know, play into this because we're doing this as a team. It's not all on you. So don't let all of this invisible labor bring you down, burn you out, cause you stress and resentment. That is not what we're here for. But in the meantime, until you can start implementing things and getting buy-in from other people and building your team, your village, just know that you're not alone. You're not alone in this and you're doing fine. You're doing better than I bet you think you're doing. But let's try to ease some of that and let's try to spread this out and get a little bit better. All right. Until next week, next time, I just challenge you to do those things and think about what is one thing that you can delegate or share with someone else to help you this next week. And then write in the Facebook group or send me a message, send me a text if you have my number and share with me because I would love to celebrate with you. All right, y'all. Until next time. Be good, do a task, delegate that, and I'll talk to you soon. See you later. Love you. Bye. Okay, lady, now's your turn to go check out the Facebook community and grab your journal, Reclaiming Your Identity, if you haven't already. Your future self will thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I truly hope that you've enjoyed this episode. If so, would you do me a favor and take about 30 seconds and share it with a friend, a sister, a mom, or any woman that you know is also ready to unblock their purpose? And if you could also please leave a quick review for the show wherever you're tuning in from, that would be great. It really motivates and encourages me to know that I am walking in my purpose and helping you. After all, we are better when we come together. All right, sis, until next Monday, remain blessed and continue taking steps to unblock your purpose. Bye.